USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The ADP private payrolls report has just been released, and it shows that jobs increased in America by 2.3 million in June, which was a bit below the 2.5 million estimate from economists surveyed beforehand. But May's numbers saw a stunning revision, going from an initially reported loss of 2.76 million to a gain of over 3 million jobs. The European Union's opening its borders again today after the worst of the pandemic there, but most travelers from the U.S. are still banned. Texas Republican Congressman Kevin Brady says
each country needs to lay out its strategy and plans for dealing with this global pandemic. I believe trade, travel, and continuing to grow our business and trade relationship with the EU is crucially important.
USA Radio News.
Did you see President Trump's latest tweet? He says the new book Blitz is hot and urges you to read it. Trump calls David Horowitz a great author. Get Blitz. It's already a number one Amazon bestseller. In Blitz, David Horowitz warns about Antifa and makes stunning predictions about Trump in the coming months. They will shock you. Blitz also reveals the secret billionaires out to stop Trump. Mike Huckabee says if every American reads this book, Trump will win. Mark Levin says Blitz is indispensable. Get Blitz at bookstores or check out the free offer from Newsmax and save $28. Just call 800-NEWSMAX. That's 800-NEWSMAX or go to blitz411.com. blitz411.com. And don't forget to see David Horowitz on Newsmax TV all this week. Newsmax is America's fastest growing cable channel. Now on DirecTV, Xfinity, Dish, Spectrum, Optimum, Cox, Fios, UVerse, Suddenlink, Mediacom, Wow, and more. Just check your cable guide. And get Blitz today at bookstores or 800-NEWSMAX.
President Trump is dismissing reports that Russia put a price on the heads of American soldiers in Afghanistan. The New York Times has reported that bounties were offered to the Taliban and other terrorist organizations there to kill U.S. and allied soldiers. This morning, President Trump tweeted, quote, "The Russia bounty story is just another made-up story by fake news." He added the Times' so-called secret source probably doesn't even exist, just like the story itself. A new abortion law takes effect in Florida today. Governor Ron DeSantis yesterday signing a bill to require that minors get their parents' consent before they can get an abortion. Previously, those under 18 only had to inform their parents or guardians, but now minors must get a notarized letter to present to their doctor. You can find us online anytime at usaradio.com.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
A new GPS satellite has rocketed into orbit, as we hear from USA Radio's Wendy King.
SpaceX has launched the U.S. Space Force's third next-generation navigation satellite for the Global Positioning System from Cape Canaveral Air Force Station in Florida. The Falcon 9 rocket, which is owned by Elon Musk, blasted into partly cloudy skies. The launch had been delayed for 15 minutes due to strong high-altitude winds that could have knocked the rocket off course.
Pay goes up today for minimum wage workers in three states and 21 cities and counties in America. Minimum wages are going up in Illinois, Nevada, and Oregon, and 21 localities, including 13 in California alone. The pay hikes are expected to be a big help to Americans working in restaurants, retail, and other low-paying jobs who have been hit hard by the state shutdowns of non-essential businesses because of the coronavirus pandemic. Target is dropping YouTuber Shane Dawson's books because of backlash over his past videos that included racist jokes and other problematic content. The retail giant announcing yesterday that it's pulling the I Hate My Selfie and It Gets Worse, a collection of essays by the author. Again, you can find us online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.